It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer, and we just slid in just in time, didn't we, Cindy Bruce?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we're in the green room and now we're here with you. Thanks for joining us today. Every Thursday at 9 a.m., Lincoln County Connections talks to people, talks about news, talks events all related to Lincoln County government, and we're very fortunate to have Cindy Bruce. She manages the transit department, your M-team member, and really not feeling so great today, so I really appreciate you coming in.
Well, thank you, Casey. I'm happy to be here.
It's nice to have you on the program, Cindy. Little quick note for those who are listening right now. Remember that the Board of Commissioners meetings are broadcast through the Internet, and you can stream those programs. Cindy, you were on the program or on the Board of Commissioners meeting yesterday talking about the Special Transportation Advisory Committee, and maybe we can talk about that a little bit later, but I always like to make sure that our listeners realize that this radio program is download. It can be streamed at a later date through KNPT or as well as the county website as well as the videos, and I think it's something that folks can't always listening to the program, those that are listening now and those that want to catch it later, they have ways to do that by streaming this information online. But Cindy, good morning.
Good morning, Casey.
You are such a trooper. What's getting you down today?
Boy, I don't know. I just got a little bit of a bug going on, but we're going to make it.
Well, good, because over the my course or my history with Lincoln County, I've had the chance to work with you and do the kinds of repetitive updates we do to bus schedules. Things are always changing. We've got a great transportation service in Lincoln County. Really great, what I've learned over time, for more of a rural environment. And paint the picture for us, Cindy. When we look back 15, 20 years ago, tell us when you first began as an architect of our transportation system. What kind of services did we have?
We had a senior and disabled program. Norma Duvall was a program coordinator. She was a great person to work with. She taught me a lot about public transit. But we were just a small senior and disabled program, which was much needed for this area. But through the years, we received lots of calls from others, the general public also needing transit services. And in about 1990, we did a three-year pilot project through a grant to do some inter-community services from using Newport as a hub and going from North County up to Otis, mm-hmm. South County down to Yaha, and east to Toledo and Siletz. That pilot project was so successful that we were actually able to pull down other types of funding to keep the project growing, and throughout the years, as we find needs, we try to meet the residents' needs and keep looking for funding to keep things moving.
When we go back prior to your work there, in terms of starting with those basic senior services, do you remember even the kinds of services before that? I mean, in the community, was it just neighbors helping neighbors, or how did it happen?
It really was neighbors helping neighbors. I actually was born here in Newport and grew up in Lincoln County. And, you know, when I was a kid, there was no bus service. Parents were a lot of taxi cabs or friends, and neighbors helping neighbors, as you say, and, you know, services were limited. It wasn't, the options weren't available.
Yes. Well, coming from a woman who rode her boat to school, I mean, you've been there and done that. It's just amazing to think of because, you know, I feel like we maybe take it for granted, it's there, but there was a time when there just really wasn't anything like that.
No, there wasn't.
In fact, my grandma tells me about how she used to row her boat to Toledo.
Oh, so. That's funny. We have something in common, Casey.
Yes. Well, Cinda, Bruce, she's our transit district manager, and we'll come back with her in just a moment. You are listening to Lincoln County Connections. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back after this quick break.
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's.
It's time for New Year, New You Fitness, with all Active by Old Navy up to 40% off. Now let's warm up with shopping, and always use a spotter.
I spot compression crops for $15.
I spot performance tops from $8.
Now alternate your gear, one and two and three new tops, and keep it up. Reaching your goal is 1% mental and 99% dedication to get deals on activewear. All Active by Old Navy for adults and kids up to 40% off. Old Navy, come fun, come all.
Valid 1-1 to 116.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
Welcome back to the program. Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. Cinda Bruce with us this morning. Looking at the history of transit services is what we've been doing in Lincoln County. Really have come so far. Think about that first budget back in the early 90s. I mean, what was the transit budget on the pilot program?
Well, you know, let's go back a little before that, because that's really the incredible budget. Our cities would donate for our program. Like, the city of Toledo was one of our first supporters, and they would give us money for tires and gas money. The county would also give us in-kind fleet services, and so all of our drivers were volunteer. The only paid staff was the program coordinator. And I believe when I first started with the program, there was a budget of about $35,000 to $38,000. Since that time, we've moved to bigger buses. We have more services available. Our drivers are paid. And that really come about because of the requirements that our drivers need for safety and reliability issues, you know. Now I think my budget is, it's over $2 million.
Yeah.
Which comes from grant funds from the state and federal government mostly. We have some funding from the Department of Energy. I get assistance from the local social accountability funds from Samaritan. That provides our medical access program so that we can have bus passes available to those needing medical access or perhaps low income that need a little help.
Yeah, and that's a vital population that is served by the services, and something that you work really hard to make sure that those services are delivered. Yesterday you were talking about some of those special transportation funds. Can you talk about that? And it's kind of an annual thing. It's not a lot, but you put it to good work.
It is an annual thing, and actually it's pretty substantial for our program because it's the 5310 funding, which is the senior and disability funding. We use that for vehicle replacements, and I'm also using a small portion of those funds to keep our connection with Tillamook County going. Tillamook provides a great service. I know that a lot of the Tillamook folks come down to Lincoln County to access medical medical needs, and also to visit our businesses, which is great for our local businesses.
Yeah, keeping people here on the coast in a lot of ways.
That's right. And it also gives our folks the opportunity to go up to Tillamook and further up to Astoria and Columbia County to visit their communities.
Yeah, a little bit harder for us here on the Oregon coast. I mean, we really had to have targeted, you know, in a deliberate way like you have, and to make sure that the connections are made to grow the infrastructure. What have been some of the trials and tribulations to expand that system? I mean, applications, all kinds of applications. But how do you see, how are you aware that you need to go for some of this funding?
Oh, you know, it's something that is continual. I mean, it's just something that you're always working on. We were very fortunate to be the recipients of a U.S. DOE Department of Energy grant. Five counties, so that would be Lincoln, Benton, Tillamook, Columbia, and Clatsop counties.
Is this a new connector?
This is the new connector program, yes. And there were only 20 awards given nationwide for this solicitation, so we feel very honored to become recipients of this funding. We are making deliberate connections. The ridership is increasing, and that project has actually received two awards, which I'm very proud of. One of them, an innovation award from the Oregon Transit Association.
Mm-hmm.
And on December 19th, we were awarded Project of the Year through Women in Transportation. So that was a huge honor also. And we just keep plugging away and trying to do good things. And it's really nice to be recognized for the hard work we've put into it.
Well, when you look at the Connector website, which we have links to from the transit portion of the Lincoln County website, it really is. It's a really nice visual guide that draws you into the services and how all the interconnections are made. I think it makes it very clear what the options are, and that seems to be, you know, one of the challenges is those marketing pieces so that folks know they can get to the services.
Yes.
And they work together.
And we've had some real good help with some of our putting together the website and some of the marketing tools that we're just starting to come out with. David Evans and Associates mm-hmm. are our consultant on that, and they've done some beautiful work for us. I encourage folks to go to the website, see what we have to offer, and give it a try.
Absolutely. We're talking to Cinda Bruce. You're listening to Lincoln County Connections. I will be back to finish the program in just a moment.
It's the annual January Dollar Days at Mills Ace Hardware's two stores in Lincoln City. To store your winter blues away, 18-gallon totes, two for $10. You'll find a variety of items on sale at Mills Ace Hardware during Dollar Days. Everything from reading glasses to scissors, mini screwdriver sets to coffee and tea filters, cleaners like Comet and Palmolive to emergency LED flashers. Ace really is the place in Lincoln City. And right now, Mills Ace Hardware is celebrating January with Dollar Days.
What does hope look like? It looks like people with type 1 diabetes, whether diagnosed at 3 or 33, they hope for a future without worry. I'm Mary Tyler Moore, and I have type 1 diabetes too. The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation is accelerating the crucial research that represents the hope for a cure. With your help, we'll find it. Please call 1-800-533-CURE or go to jdrf.org today.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. Casey Miller on the program of Lincoln County with Cinda Bruce, also of Lincoln County Government. We're talking about transit services. Maybe what we can do, Cinda, is maybe run through just generally transit services, just since we're talking about all these great things. What do we got? And one of the innovations, I think, is the Loop. Talk about the Loop.
Oh, the City Loops have been so successful. We have a City Loop both in Lincoln City and Newport,
mm-hmm.
and they do varied amounts of loops. I believe the Newport Loop does 7 and the Lincoln City Loop does 8. But we have those schedules posted on the website, so you know, they can check the times. But it's a real easy way for people to use the system. They don't have to call into the office and schedule an appointment like the demand response dial-a-ride system. The dial-a-ride system is a curb-to-curb system for those needing the extra help. At our city loops, people just have to be out at a stop, and you know, they run right at about an hour time, maybe an hour and 15 minutes a loop. So, you know, you can get out there and try all kinds of things. We go over to South Beach. If people want to visit the aquarium or Marine Science Center or Rogel's or any of the, you know, the businesses over there, we make convenient stops at all of those locations, all the businesses in Newport, clear out to Agate Beach. So there's something for everybody there. In Lincoln City, we go south to Cutler City and north to the DMV, so it pretty much brings in the full city. In Lincoln City also, they're very popular services, and we get a lot of good remarks back on them.
Did the Lincoln City Loop and the Newport Loop unfold around the same time, or how close were they to being executed?
They were very close. Before the city loops, we had two dial-a-rides in each area. The dial-a-rides were, the hours weren't as expansive as the city loops. They were more restricted, and people had to call in and make their reservations, and it's a little more difficult. You have to know ahead of time what you want to do. When we started having one dial-a-ride and one city loop in each of these areas, it really opened up to where people had many more options to the services. So
it's kind of our TriMet.
It is. It's our baby TriMet.
When we think about the loops in Newport and Lincoln City, are those a combination of county, city, and other grant funding? How do those things happen?
Absolutely. We get assistance from the city of Newport and the city of Lincoln City to assist with some of the cost of the loops. I get funding from the federal government, from the state government, Department of Energy. We're starting to think outside of the box because we need to have more sources of income coming in, so as some sources may dry up, our services can be maintained. So we work real hard on that. We've done a good job so far, knock on wood, and we'll continue to provide the services that are needed and try to meet the unmet need as well as we can.
So as far as things you're allowed to bring on the buses, you can bring bikes if you, there's a bike carrier on the loop buses, correct?
Yes, we have bike racks on our buses that assist in multimodal transportation, which is a good thing. People often will bring their bikes with them from outlying areas and then ride their bikes around town when they get in here and put their bike back on the bus for the long trip home. So it works out really well. They're utilized a lot. We encourage it, and it's been real successful.
Bus drivers that they've got a lot of liability. I mean, you know, people are riding these things. Sounds like you guys really have some pretty extensive training, and folks should always realize that not just anybody gets behind a wheel of a bus.
Oh, absolutely not. We have training. It's actually a formal training from TSI, the Transportation Safety Institute, which is under the federal government. They become certified drivers. They're also trained in the lifts, the wheelchair lifts, the two-way radios, bloodborne and airborne pathogens. They're all safety-sensitive employees that require pre-employment drug testing, random drug testing. So, you know, we have a wonderfully safe, reliable service that that I'm very proud of.
Very good.
Our drivers are wonderful. They're great at customer service. They love what they do, and it shows.
Cinda, do the loops typically accommodate wheelchair access, or is that just the dial a ride, or both?
No, all of our buses are wheelchair accessible. Every single vehicle that we have is accessible.
Now, one of the things that we were talking about recently was a kind of a collaboration with the city and Hatfield. And I mean, was there a kind of a movement to move more people out to South Beach? What was happening there?
Well, you know, in South Beach, I don't know if a lot of people are aware of it, but there's like 700 to 1,000 employees over there. I mean, we're talking Fish and Wildlife, mm-hmm. NOAA, Marine Hatfield Science Center, the aquarium, Rogue. I mean, there's just tons of places out there. And when we were setting up our Costa Valley route, some of the people who work in South Beach were concerned because our schedule wasn't meeting their needs, and a lot of them would like to commute instead of taking single-occupant vehicles, which is a great thing for the environment, and it's just a good thing to do. So we worked with the community and had a couple of public meetings over there, took input from them, arranged our schedules so that they could utilize our services, and it was a great process, and I think everybody came out of it happy.
Good, good. Wow, that's amazing that we're moving these kinds of bodies, you know, in some cases, from Corvallis, literally, to the Hatfield Science Center.
That's right. And also, we have a regional medical center over in Corvallis that has some services available that aren't available locally. So it also gets folks out to their medical access at the regional medical center.
People on the move, Cinda, you know all about it.
Well, some things are actually life and death, so it's pretty important, Casey.
Thinking about some future things, what's in the last minute or so, what's kind of on the horizon for Lincoln County Transit?
Well, I think probably for the next little bit, we will be concentrating on our 5-county connections, building it. It's kind of new, and it's going to take some time to really perfect, but we're constantly working on it, and we'll continue to make improvements.
Is that biggest challenge getting the other organizations, the other transit services, to just make those stops link up well?
We're doing that. You know, we've overcome that barrier. Now it's going to be a lot of marketing. It's going to be perhaps putting some packages together that to get people to try the service and see that it works.
Right, right. Realizing that you can start from point A and go to point B in a seamless manner, and really the affordability of it too. So
that's right. And like in March, we are going to be having some passes available. A $25 pass will get you to or from the valley, and 3 days of unlimited transportation up and down the coast. For $30, you will be able to get a 7-day pass, which will get you both to and from the valley and 7 days unlimited transportation up and down the coast.
Well, we look forward to hearing more about it. Cinda, we'll keep you updated if you've been listening to us today. Cinda Bruce, Transit, thanks for listening. More details to come. Have a great day.
News Talk 1310 AM and 98.3 FM, KNPT, and streaming live at knptam.com.